From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sondericker, reading Apollyon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now let's begin with Apollyon. Prologue. Rayford believed the only way to exonerate Amanda was to decode her files, but he also knew the risk. He would have to face whatever they revealed. Did he want the truth, regardless? The more he prayed about that, the more convinced he became that he must not fear the truth. What he learned would affect how he functioned for the rest of the tribulation. If the woman who had shared his life had fooled him, whom could he trust? If he was that bad a judge of character, what good was he to the cause? Maddening doubts filled him, but he became obsessed with knowing. Either way, lover or liar, wife or witch, he had to know. The morning before the start of the most talked-about mass meeting in the world, Rayford approached Carpathia in his office. "Your Excellency," he began, swallowing any vestige of pride, "I'm assuming you'll need Mac and me to get you to Israel tomorrow."
"Talk to me about this, Captain Steele. They're meeting against my wishes, so I had planned not to sanction it with my presence."
"But your promise of protection."
"Ah, that resonated with you, did it not?"
"You know well where I stand."
"And you also know that I tell you where to fly, not vice versa. Do you not think that if I wanted to be in Israel tomorrow, I would have told you before this?"
So those who...